Spreading disinformation is a lot like dropping a water glass. When the glass hits the floor, it shatters, and the field of debris is spread out from the point of impact across a wide area that is much larger than you can even see. Near the immediate point of impact, you've got large pieces of glass, but you may find tiny shards of glass across the room a long way away from where the glass actually fell, and it can injure you because you don't see those tiny shards of glass. But they can be just as dangerous as the big pieces you're trying to avoid. That's exactly what disinformation does. The immediate shatter area impact is obvious, but way out far away from where the disinformation came from, it's not even perceivable, and people may not even know they've encountered it until later. And often, by that time, they've made up their mind never to be changed again. On Saturday, April 20th, the phones lit up in the offices of Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly. Over that weekend, more than 1,000 calls came in, many of them like this one.
Mr. Connolly, we do not border with Ukraine. Any village idiot knows Ukraine is not going to win this war. Why don't you politicians just dig a big hole and put $1 trillion in there and watch it rot?
The call didn't just express hatred for Democrats.
Even the stupid Republicans, the spineless Republicans, are doing absolutely nothing, just throwing the money away.
And during this wave of anger, a scheme was exposed.
How does this retard not know the difference between America's border and the border between Ukraine and Russia?
This was another call that came into Connolly's office during that wave of anger.
That old geriatric retard needs to shut the f*** up.
If you listen to the totality of both calls, you quickly realize they use some of the same talking points. But we went a bit further, checked the origin of the calls, and found that the voice of the female caller was on the recorded voicemail message of the man who called. Neither was a constituent of Jerry Connolly, and are believed to be victims of a Russian operation to funnel disinformation to Americans across the country and even to the highest levels of the U.S. government. And it appears they succeeded.
Two very senior members of the Republican caucus, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
That would be Mike Turner of Ohio.
And the chairman of my committee, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Mike McCall from Texas.
Congressman Jerry Connolly.
Both went on Sunday talk shows and explicitly said that they were troubled by the fact that Russian misinformation, Russian bots, had infiltrated many members of their own Republican caucus. And that we're hearing Russian propaganda on the floor of the House.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Tell me lies. So how did those talking points make it to the floor of the House? Back in March, when Kate Middleton, Britain's Princess of Wales, dropped out of sight because of what we later learned was a cancer diagnosis, social media exploded with wild speculation about her disappearance. The millions of posts and memes exhibited patterns of activity that we'd seen before.
And these patterns of behavior were consistent with a Russian information operation that in the open source community is referred to as doppelganger.
Professor Martin Innes is director of the Security Crime and Intelligence Innovation Institute at Cardiff University in the UK. They weren't just amplifying the social media noise, they were changing the subject.
So rather than responding and talking about the Princess of Wales, they were actually talking about the war in Ukraine or the elections that had been happening in Russia.
They were doing something called laundering propaganda.
You are trying to create a site that looks identical to a trusted website.
Brett Schaefer, a senior fellow at the Alliance for Securing Democracy at the German Marshall Fund.
So it could be a news outlet, it could be a university or an academic page.
But that's easier said than done.
Easy enough to come up with a narrative, hard to get that narrative into an outlet that is credible, that your target audience actually watches and believes in.
It turns out the U.S. was the main target they were tailoring content for.
Creating videos which alleged to be from fake whistleblowers, and they were using a series of websites that tried to masquerade as if they were American news outlets.
Clint Watts is the general manager for Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center. And another tactic, according to Watts, is from another Russian disinformation group called Storm 1516.
Their technique is usually to put out some sort of video with what looks like a news ticker over top of it and a trusted news source label on top.
And the goal appears to be to try to trick Americans of all socioeconomic strata into believing what they're saying. And this was their secret weapon. In 2017, just days after the U.S. intelligence community had confirmed that Russia had meddled in the 2016 election, came this warning from Robert Litt, the former top lawyer at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
People are far too willing to accept things that fit into their preconceptions, and that's how the Russian influence campaign operates.
Since then, the Kremlin has seized on the popularity of influencers in the U.S. In September, the Treasury Department sanctioned two top executives from Russia Today, or RT, which has been banned in the U.S. since 2022. They were accused of covertly recruiting American influencers to disseminate pro-Russian narratives.
There were FSB connections, the Domestic Intelligence Service of Russia, inside RT, working to amplify through bots and social media personas.
That's Clint Watts, General Manager of Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center. Since Russian election meddling got supercharged by cyber criminals in 2012 and then AI 2 years ago, the U.S. government's defenses have kept pace. But that is not enough. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner, chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
We've made progress, but there's challenges. One, there's the willingness of Americans to believe crazy theories just because they read it on the internet.
Which means nothing has really changed in the balance of the fight since Robert Litt's warning in 2017.
We even see presidential candidates spouting off crazy theories that have no basis in fact.
And looking at our immediate future.
It's that dynamic, I think, that worries me in relation to what we're going to go through in 2024 in the elections.
Professor Martin Innes, disinformation expert at Cardiff University in the UK. And this is his key concern.
Yes, we do have foreign states interfering, but we also have domestic actors who, with their own motivations, kind of wanting to influence outcomes.
And on top of that,
dark PR agencies operating around the world.
And managing it all at once. JJ Green, WTOP News.